Welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This is your hostess with the mostest. I don't know what that means, but this is Frank, so we're going to jump right into. We're going to talk about Sagat's breakdown of the level 5 run for Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. Jumping right in, my first match is Sagat on level 5 difficulty. Going back, if you're just tuning in, I've beaten the game with all of the characters on the level 5 mode. So it was an arduous task, but it was done. And level 5 is the hardest difficulty on the Street Fighter 2 games. Just to give a slight slight rundown. If this is the first episode that you're catching up with, and please feel free to go back and check out all the additional episodes as well, because we're wrapping up and getting to the end of season six. Whatever, there's many episodes. Let's say season 6. So jumping right in with Gao, Sagat versus Gao. It was more of a straightforward match in the run. Gao really didn't pose too much of a threat, though, seeing how Sagat actually has a big frame. The hitboxes are really at a disadvantage when it comes to slower projectiles being thrown at him. Other than that, I really didn't have any issue with going against Gao as well with Sagat. So with Chun-Li, I actually lost twice against Chun-Li. So far in the game, it was the hardest matchup I had. Briefly, just scrolling through my notes with the matches that I had, I actually would have to scratch that. Chun-Li was actually the hardest matchup in the game for Sagat, for me, because she actually neutralizes Sagat's strengths, such as his power. His power and his range are Sagat's two biggest strengths within the game. However, Chun-Li's speed neutralizes that, so it's great that you're a powerful character, and it's great that you have a lot of range, but if your opponent is quicker, they'll be able to counteract that just by just jumping over or just jumping around and not staying still so you can inflict any damage. Realize that a faster character against Sagat can easily jump over his projectiles and land in a safe zone in order to punish him. To be honest, I only lucked out by being super aggressive in the third match to the CPU Chun-Li, and that was actually my only chance in order to not win against Chun-Li, but to survive as well. So definitely a very difficult matchup. Next up, I went against Blanka. His mix-ups were slightly challenging, but Sagat's range with his normals, it just was a good advantage, and by being so tall, that was great to help me go against Blanka as well. And the key is, because Blanka does have some speed, and I've actually have to raise him up in my tier list as well, which I'll go over with the next season. I had to just make sure that he stopped doing any of his special attacks and watch out for his normals, but other than that, it really wasn't a difficult matchup as well. Next up, I went against Ken. He was a slightly harder matchup due to Ken's Hurricane Kick, and it can still inflict a lot of damage. So even when I'm blocking, it took a lot of health off, and the chip damage is just amazing. It's really not the best matchup due to Ken's combo potential with his spin kick, which can trigger a stun state for Sagat, and it actually can turn a match around against your favor if you're playing as Sagat. Other than watching out for the spin kick, which was very, very dangerous, it wasn't really too bad of a matchup, but is of high importance when you're Sagat and you're going against a Ken opponent. You have to watch out for the spin kick. It's very dangerous. Versus Ryu. Ryu was next up against for me. He was actually an easy match once you know that the computer Ryu will be patient and he'll wait to pick spots to attack. So I actually landed a perfect against Ryu in the third round due to aggressiveness. So I was over aggressive, and it paid off just to counter Ryu's attempt to just manage space as well. So it was very helpful that I continue to create space and not allow Ryu to get in that safe zone where he'll be able to easily punish me, and I had no counter for it. Next up in the run, I had to go against Zangief. He was the last of the normal characters before I reached the Grandmasters. It was a slightly difficult match, to be honest, due to Zangief's advancing speed. So when Zangief walks towards you, I mentioned this in a couple of podcasts, when you're playing against Zangief, you have to watch out for his marching speed, his advancing speed towards you, because he's actually deceptively fast. His retreating speed or backing up speed away from the opponent's a little bit slower, But since Sanghi's walk-up speed is very fast, he can actually, if timed right, jump over certain projectiles. But Sagat is actually one of the only people in the game that can go toe-to-toe with Zangief due to his power moves. And the Tiger Uppercut, which is very helpful as well when trying to damage the opponent, and the opponent being Zangief with this time. It was very helpful because in the second round, I believe, Zangief landed two spinning pile drivers. And against anyone else, I'd have been a goner and I'd have been done for. However, with the Tiger Uppercut and just waiting until Zangief walks towards me and jumps and I just time a Tiger Uppercut, a heavy punch version, it turned the match around. So it was good stuff with that. And it still was a difficult matchup because just of Zangief's advance and speed and the ability to land that spinning pile driver. However, Sagat doesn't really have the defense to match up with Zangief, but he does have the offense. With Balrog, next up, going with the Grandmasters, he was the easiest matchup so far in the run. All I did was I just spammed projectiles, and I had a couple of input errors. I was just getting really sleepy at this run because I believe I did it later at night. But I just kept spamming projectiles. I took a couple of hits, but I could have easily won both matches just by spamming projectiles and landing a double perfect. Versus Sagat, which is the mirror match. It was actually an easy match due to Sagat's big frame and ability to spam projectiles against Sagat. I was kind of worried that it would be a really difficult match just because of both of the frames and heavy hitboxes and just the weird animations. Weird being not like abnormal animations, but just animations such as he'll take longer in order to kick and maybe use a couple of frames. I'm not really big into frame data and all that crap, but I noticed that his animations are very slower compared to other characters. It wasn't just as easy as Balrog's because I could chuck projectiles against Balrog. However, Sagat matched me projectile for projectile. But in every match, I just had a chance because Sagat's projectiles and attack power, it usually made it like a push. So whoever got into position first easily won the match. Lastly, versus the main boss, M. Bison, it was a slightly difficult match. I was just thinking, I'm like, man, what if Chun-Li had strength? I would have probably had a way harder time with defeating her. And it was a very difficult time doing so. And then I went against Bison, who had not only speed, not as fast as Chun-Li, but also that strength as well, and the ability to have some good defense. He wasn't really as bad as Chun-Li, although he does have quicker normals and did punish me a couple of times with his kicks. Sagat's power prevailed, though, even when Bison had a considerable life lead over me. And also, I wrote this down, but just as a random note, it just seems as Bison is training Muay Thai as well as Sagat was, because some of their kicks, such as their, in the arcade version, their medium kicks are almost the same, and also not the heavy kick, but just mostly the medium kicks. So it just seemed like both of them were trained, and actually both sprites had the same medium kick. So if you press the hard button, you'll just see like a medium-sized kick, and both of them had the same. So I just noted that as very similar. And to summarize, the summary that I written down was Sagat, he has the power to go with powerhouses, the projectiles to go with the Shoto characters, and also the other projectile characters such as Gao and Chun-Li and Sagat as well, and the range to go against other characters with strong normals. This is all moot, though, not to his defense, but to his big frame being susceptible to attacks, especially off of whips. With attacks, Sagat is best played as a high attack finesse character, and also specifically avoiding the whiffs punish. So if you you can't just spam Tiger Uppercut, or you just can't spam Tiger Shot knowing that the opponent is advancing towards you. So if you're patient and you can just mix up, Sagat is truly a formidable foe. So next time we're going to jump into the final boss and Bison's playthrough as well, and we're going to wrap up season 6 of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. Once again, this has been your hostess with the mostest. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.